The views and opinions of the following program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Salem Media of Hawaii. This program was previously recorded and is sponsored by Dr. Health Radio.
Time now for Dr. Health Radio, radio's original health news magazine, bringing you the latest information on medicine, fitness, nutrition, and wellness. Now in its 34th year. Your host of Dr. Health Radio is David Snow, who is a health expert but not a doctor. And while most of David's guests are doctors or authorities in their area of expertise, they do not diagnose or prescribe on the air. If you have a medical condition that requires treatment, see a health professional. The information contained in this program is for educational and entertainment purposes only. And now, your host of Dr. Health Radio, the snowman himself, David Snow.
Why do people put off seeing a doctor? Top of the list, cost concerns, 52% of you. 40% have anxiety about tests. 39% followed close behind in third place, fear of receiving bad news. And following that, 17% fear of being judged. Well, here at Dr. Health Radio, this appointment doesn't cost anything, so there's no testing involved, and although we may quiz you from time to time, and you won't have the fear of being judged. After all, we're not here to judge you. We're here to nudge you into the habits of good health. Welcome to a full moon weekend edition of the program. I am your happy, humble health stylist host, David Snow, thanking you so much for joining us and making us a part of your weekend, which we always hope to make strong and healthy with the information we have for you this morning. Today on the show, Jim LaValle joins us. He is a clinical pharmacist as well as board-certified clinical nutritionist and heart health expert, author of several books as well. He'll be talking about daily habits that are a key to a healthy heart. You know, to kick off American Heart Month, and the first Saturday of this month, we had a cardiologist on, Dr. Zia Khan. He was president of the American Heart Association, and so we finished the month on heart health as well, and a different slant on heart health, the more the nutritional and preventative parts of what you can do to maintain a healthy heart for as long as you live. And hopefully that'll be a long time because, you know, 600 over half a million people, 600,000 people, Americans, not just worldwide, but just here in this nation, die every year of heart disease. So we'll talk about how to prevent you from being one of those statistics. All right, we'll talk also about, our most popular drug, caffeine, and how does that affect your heart health, as well as high blood pressure. A new research study from Brazil showing natural ways to lower high blood pressure, which is the silent killer. Also, weight loss and heart health, how Ozempic and other weight loss drugs affect your heart, as well as blood tests for heart health and blood types. There's some interesting news about how, depending on your blood type, you're either more prone or less prone to either dying of a heart attack or having heart disease. So much information to come. Much more here on the Healthiest Hour on Radio. So if you can't stay with us all hour long, our show is rebroadcast tonight on the station you're listening to right now. Just check your listings. And or you can, after next Wednesday, go to our website, drhealthradio.com, and listen to the show all over again. That's where we podcast all the previously aired shows, drhealthradio.com. All right, we're going to talk about cholesterol a little later with pharmacist Jim LaValle. A buildup of LDL, you've heard of the low-density lipoprotein type of cholesterol. That, another word or another way to think of it is lousy cholesterol, the L standing for lousy, but it doesn't really. It stands for low-density lipoproteins, but they can cause blocked arteries, which is why they test for that, which can lead to a stroke or a heart attack. And cholesterol levels tend to naturally increase as we age, but there's ways to, just like people gain weight as they age, they tend to, but it doesn't mean you have to. So we'll talk about preventive measures in that regard. Also, spices for your health. Garlic offers blood pressure, cholesterol, and triglyceride benefits while also decreasing cardiovascular inflammation, and it also improves circulation, as do other spices such as ginger, similar anti-inflammatory effects and cardiovascular effects with that warming zingy taste of ginger. That's my favorite herb. And then turmeric. Everybody knows about turmeric now with the curcumin. That's an anti-inflammatory compound, which a lot of people take for healthy joints as well as circulation and other health benefits. So don't forget spices for health. All right. What color are your eyes? Blue eyes, brown eyes, hazel eyes? Well, here's an interesting study on blue eyes may be better in dim light than brown eyes. People with blue eyes read better in dark conditions than those with brown eyes, according to this study. And it might explain why the trait evolved in Northern Europe, because, you know, they have less light exposure or low light conditions there. Kyoto Yamaguchi at Liverpool University in the UK tested the vision of 40 people of European descent who have either blue or brown eyes. And after the volunteers sat in darkness for 30 seconds, the pair increased the lighting until people could read a sequence of letters on a wall three meters away, about 10 feet away. Those with blue eyes needed a light level of just 0.7 lux on average. That's a measurement of light. And that's compared to about 0.9 lux for those with brown eyes. And so they say that might explain why blue eyes evolved in some populations in Northern Europe. Seeing better at night in the northern winter would have had some advantages. However, the caveat is if you're living in, you know, in tropical areas, blue eyes may be a disadvantage in bright light, which is why most of the populations that you see closer to the equator have brown eyes, because they tend to be more tolerant to the sunlight or UV rays. Putting pen to paper may boost your memory. Writing something down rather than typing it, and I've long known this and long practiced it myself, it could be better to retain the information. This is from Norwegian University and Science of Technology. They flashed 30 words on a screen. Scientists wrote down half the words by hand and then typed the rest. Well, writing by hand increased connectivity between central parts of the brain and the parietal lobe of the brain, and that's the outer part, but typing did not. So they say that handwriting uses more senses and the body is more involved, and that means more of the brain is active. So, you know, everybody, I often get a hard time of, you know, I use a lot of paper because actually, if you saw my script right now, I wrote it out, you know, outlining and taking notes and everything. But anyway, it does have an effect, a positive effect on your mental health or acuity. Now, I kind of came across this financial article the other day, and the title of the article was "Always Buy the Cheapest Versus or Virgins." Versions of these 10 things. Among them, medications, books, cosmetics, gym memberships, they went through cars, coffee, and groceries. And one of the 10 was vitamins and supplements. And under this heading, the author said, if one is able to get a vitamin such as B12 in a cheaper form, then one should do that rather than paying a premium for the vitamin B12 from someone else. Now, while we applaud the we do applaud the financial expert for trying to save us money, us consumers money, but the author is obviously ignorant about the different forms of nutrients and why some are priced higher than others. Of course, sometimes, you know, it's like anything else. You pay a certain amount for the brand, whether it's cars, clothes, or computers. But also, you know, sometimes it's the raw material costs. And one example that she cited, or since she decided to pick out B12, I happen to know some of the raw material ingredient costs. And the methylcobalamin, which is the more body-ready or bioavailable form, that's five times the cost of the cyanocobalamin, which is the most poorly absorbed and cheapest form. So it's cheaper, but you're not absorbing anywhere near the actual vitamin, and which is why a lot of times you see B12s in pretty high doses because you only absorb a few percent of it. So even though it costs more, you're getting a lot more bang for your buck. So that's why I always ask the question, are you paying too much for cheap vitamins? And often people are if they go just for price alone and not for, you know, looking at the whole picture. All right, let's go to the fitness file. The more degrees, the more activities. Well, forget any stereotypes about once you heard about dumb jocks. Turns out more education tends to be, or people with more education tend to be more physically active. This is the conclusion of researchers at the University of Maryland. Now, I'll just go through these real briefly. They went through about 10 different sports, and for instance, bicycling, about 25% of high school graduates cycle in the last 12 months versus about 37% of college graduates. Golf, it's less than 10% for high school graduates, 25% for college graduate. Tennis, a huge difference there, about 10% for, no, less than 10 for high school graduates, 25% for the college graduates. Swimming, about 60% of college graduates versus less than 40% for high school. Hiking, similar quantities. Skiing, let's see, only 5% of high school graduates, whereas about close to 20% of college graduates. So there you go. And, you know, I don't want to brag or anything, but I do have a degree in recess. All right. Okay. Moving right along in fitness, this is a file on the famous, actually. He was a patriot, a scientist, and a swimmer. Benjamin Franklin was more than a leader of America's fight for independence. He was an excellent swimmer who often, believe it or not, urged others to learn and personally taught many to swim. How about that? And here's a person who wrote into a magazine about his exercise routine. I like this. He says, "My dog Sam is great for exercise. I let him in the backyard, into the backyard. He leaps the fence, and then I spend the next 2 hours looking for him." So I guess that's one way to get in your 10,000 steps a day. And our quote of the week has to do with fitness. Remember that there are two words in life that will open a lot of doors for you: push and pull. So it is with fitness. You know, you're pushing exercises like push-ups and bench presses and you know, dips and others, and then your pulling exercises, there's rowing and lat pull downs and of course pull ups. So keep those in mind. All right, in matters of sexual health, bread and potatoes increase breast cancer risk. Well, it's because of the cadmium that is found in commercially grown potatoes and breads or grains, and that is a very toxic metal that's found in fertilizers that has independently been shown to be linked to breast cancer. So that's another good reason to always eat organic. And if you're one of our Florida listeners, you can go to Abby's in Tampa, Abby's Health and Nutrition. You don't have to worry about any of the produce you buy there because it's all organic. You know, some of the stores that offer organic produce, you know, you have to pay attention to the tags because there's some commercial and right next to it is the organic, but it's all organic, so you can shop with peace of mind at Abby's Health and Nutrition. All right. Also, this is interesting. This has to do with sexual health and exercise for women. The way to help fight the libido-killing effects of antidepressants, and this was a study from the Journal of Depression and Anxiety, they found that women on mood uppers who did a 20-minute moderately intense exercise or workout routine had double the genital arousal than those who had not exercised at all. So there you go. And shifting gears to what we're going to be talking about, heart health. Well, actually, this has to do with dementia, so it's in the food pharmacy. Just over a tablespoon of olive oil daily may lower your dementia risk by 28%. This was from the annual meeting at the American Society for Nutrition. It was a study of 60,000 women enrolled in the Nurses' Health Study and 31,000 men in the Health Professionals Follow-Up Study. This was between 1990 and 2018, and they found that consuming more than 7 grams of olive oil, just over a tablespoon, was associated with a 28% lower risk of fatal dementia compared to those consuming it rarely or not at all. And always choose smaller bottles of olive oil so you have the less oxidation, because that, then you won't, you'll still retain the essential nutrients of olive oil. Always get extra virgin too. Hey, today is tortilla chip day. Just don't eat the whole bag, and be sure to include some healthy guacamole dip in that mix. And then it's also Strawberry Day. Well, actually, next Tuesday is Strawberry Day. And I said it's Strawberry Day, not Strawberry Shortcake and Whipped Cream Day, okay? All right. Finally, in the Funny Bone Pharmacy. Okay, lessons learned from patients. Rattlesnakes don't like to be petted. Alcohol may provide courage, but it doesn't provide skill. Yeah, most people learn that the hard way. And bathroom panic attacks are sometimes warranted, but usually not if you ate beets for dinner, which, of course, that turns your stool red, as do some other foods. All right, we don't have time for all of these funnies because we have to get our guest on the line, Jim Lavelle. Let's pick a short one here. Okay. The man was getting married to a doctor's daughter. The wedding reception, the daughter or the father of the bride stood to read his toast, which he had scribbled on a piece of scrap paper. Several times during his speech, he halted, overcome with what was assumed to be a moment of deep emotion. But after a particularly long pause, he explained, "I'm sorry, I just can't seem to make out what I've written down." Looking out in the audience, he asked, "Is there a pharmacist in the house?" Yeah, they're experts at being able to decipher a doctor's dismal handwriting. There is a pharmacist in the house, and he's coming right up here on the Healthiest Hour on Radio. Jim Lavelle, clinical pharmacist and clinical nutritionist, joins us for Matters of the Heart, yours, and how to keep it healthy, daily habits that are a key to a healthy heart. Coming up right after this, as Dr. Health Radio continues.
Your colon, something you don't usually think about unless it's causing problems like irregularity, constipation, gas, and bloating, or diarrhea after taking antibiotics. For true relief, you need to protect and strengthen your colon with targeted probiotic support. True Bifido contains a powerful dose of probiotics with 5 bifidobacteria strains that help balance the immune system, promote colon health, and improve digestive comfort. Why True Bifido and not the countless other probiotics on the market? First, it's from Master Supplements, the makers of Theralax, the fastest-acting medical-strength probiotic available. That means True Bifido has the same patented delivery and stimulation as Theralac for fast results. Remember, choosing the right strains, delivering them alive, and stimulating their growth are the keys to an effective probiotic. So if you're looking to improve the health of your colon, look no further than the refrigerated section of your nearest natural food store for True Bifido, the probiotic colon formula that works.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 50% of all American adults and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost one-third of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising since high blood pressure or hypertension is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risks. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been clinically shown to support healthy blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Kyolic Blood Pressure Health Formula 109 is available at natural health stores nationwide and online.
Where did you get that smile? Beautiful smiles from Dr. Dennis Nagata.
Where did you get that smile that makes you you? Where did you get that confidence that lets you look like you do? Oh, what a look. Yes, you're looking good. Take care of your teeth, just like you should. Where did you get that smile, the one that belongs to you? Nothing looks so right than a smile that's so bright. Tell me, where did you get that smile? You can smile so beautifully. Beautiful smiles are our specialty. Where did you get that smile? Beautiful smiles from Dr. Dennis Nagata.
Copycats? They're out there. Be strong and healthy. Tune in to the big dog. Dr. Health Radio, radio's original health news magazine.
At Essential Formulas, we provide the immune essentials for your family's health this winter. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics and Reg Active. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is recognized as a worldwide leader in probiotic digestive health. Since 70% of your immune cells reside in your gut, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics have an impressive effect on immune health, too. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contain over 500 postbiotic metabolites shown to help support immune function. Certified vegetarian, free of gluten, dairy, and GMOs, a powerful immune option. RegActive formulas help boost levels of glutathione, the body's most essential antioxidant, which decreases as we age. Maintaining glutathione levels is key in overall health protection. Be proactive about your immune health. Look for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics and RegActive at natural health retailers and online today.
All right. Hope you don't have a hungry heart. Actually, everybody has a hungry heart for nutrients, and we're going to talk about that in just a few minutes with Jim Lavelle, my guest in this hour of the program. Daily habits that are a key to a healthy heart. He is, as I mentioned, a pharmacist, clinical pharmacist, as well as board-certified nutritionist and heart health expert. He's also the author of several books, including my favorite, Your Blood Never Lies, which is a publication on how to interpret all those blood tests that your doctor orders that seem to take vials and vials of your blood. And I want you to know that. Bring him on to the program. And Jim, how the health are you? Good morning, or good day, wherever you are.
I'm doing good. How you doing?
All right. I know it's morning in your neck of the woods. But, you know, I want to let you know that I gave a pint of blood last week. Pint. I hate those mosquitoes. I mean, you know, I forgot to put a repellent on. Anyway, it seemed like, you know, sometimes you get bit and it's like, how much food do those mosquitoes need? Anyway, we'll talk about blood a little later in the program. But let's start off with some stats. I mentioned earlier that 600,000 Americans die every year of heart disease. And I want you to give us some tips right off the bat to keep our hearts healthy. And if you have any other statistics you want to share, that's fine, too. So let's get right into it.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, look, I think still heart disease is our number one killer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of the most preventable things that we can do, but it does take an active participant, meaning you got to shape a lifestyle of heart health. You know, 50% of the time, the first sign of a heart attack is death.
That's right. That's true.
It's not, you know, it's not all you get pain in your arm. You get this, you get that, you get GI problem, right?
And let me just add to what you're saying. And isn't it also true that over half the people that have fatal heart attacks have totally normal cholesterol?
That's exactly true. The fact is that cholesterol is one issue.
Right.
And I think cholesterol is a great, like, warning light for people because it contributes to, you know, metabolic inflammation. You know, when you're metabolically inflamed, you start making bad cholesterol. So when you see that you're not doing good with your cholesterol, you should be thinking, what am I doing that's screwing up my metabolism? Is it stress? Is it the way I'm eating? I'm not exercising. You know, we're going to go through all that. One of the biggest causes of heart attack is called autonomic nervous dysfunction. So you get under a lot of stress, you're not sleeping enough, you know, you're not hydrated well, you don't have enough minerals in your body, and your brain is always telling your heart how to beat. Mm-hmm. And when you lose that connection, that becomes a problem. So one of the big areas, like sleep apnea, a big problem.
All right.
So, If your partner's sitting there smacking you at night saying stop snoring, maybe you better go get a sleep study done to make sure that you're not having an obstructed airway, because that's really important.
Right. As the American Heart or Lung Association says, if you can't breathe, nothing much else matters, right?
Yeah, breathing's important. I'll tell you what, ever since I got that smartwatch and it tells me 12 times a day to breathe, it is
really
helping.
Oh.
Yeah. You know, it's great because otherwise I'm turning blue in between. It's nuts.
Funny, I've never had to be reminded to breathe, but that's just me. Okay. So, no. I'm sure it's a good. Yeah, most people don't breathe deeply enough, or you know, they just
shallow breathers, and you're a shallow breather when you're stuck in sympathetic stress. Mm-hmm. The white tiger's always chasing you. Your diaphragm gets pulled up, and now you can't breathe deep, and mm-hmm. you get winded going up steps, and you know, you wonder why you feel as poorly as you do when you're just flat out not getting enough oxygen into your tissues.
Right.
But, you know, there's important things that you can do. And you know, I know we talk about this all the time, but, you know, trying to get people to eat a more plant-based diet.
Sure.
I'm not saying they've got to go vegan or vegetarian, but getting a focus on eating enough plants food day in and day out makes a huge difference on your risk factors. And obviously, cutting down on sugar and cutting down on refined carbs. And why that's important is the number one thing that leads to heart disease in terms of plaqueing is spikes in your postprandial or after you eat blood sugar. So what's called postprandial hyperglycemia. So really starting to watch, well, how much sugar is in that drink I'm drinking? I mean, gee, I know I just ate a cookie. Do I really need to eat three of them?
Right.
You know, how much bread am I eating? How much rice? How much pasta? You know, what are we doing there? So eating for heart health, incredibly focused about, you know, get your head wrapped around the fact that you can learn to enjoy veggies. I know it's hard because when on the drive home, there's bakeries and fast food and liquor stores. There's everything but a broccoli store. Right?
And, yeah, I've never seen a broccoli or carrot stick store. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, it's hard to find. Uh-huh. So, I mean, I think that's really important. You know, I think the other one that's super important is getting people to exercise.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lot of people say, oh, God, I don't want to go to the gym. Look, just get moving, walk, do something. And, you know, when you look at the current guidelines, I know adults are told, you know, 150 minutes a week of moderate intensity physical activity.
That's only 20 or 30 hours a minute or a day, you know, minutes a day.
Yeah. And well, yeah, it's not that much, right? And then try to do strength training a couple times a week. I actually try to get my folks to build to 50 minutes 6 days a week.
Good for you.
A lot of the current literature is, you know, stating, hey, that is what really helps reshape the inner lining of your arteries is getting in that amount of workout. Mm. But even starting with 5 to 10 minutes, just start with something. Walk to your mailbox instead of getting in your car, you know?
Exactly.
Because I'm telling you, we all find ways to avoid that exercise piece unless you really get committed to it. And then after that, it becomes infectious, right? You just want to continue to keep doing it.
Oh, yeah,
and
for sure.
So I think that's and then pick things that you love. If it's dancing, if it's a bike, if it's taking a walk in the woods, whatever. But you got, you know, sitting is the new smoking, right?
That's right.
With our new world of, you know, everything being electronic and telephonic, I mean, people sit for hours at a time and don't move.
Oh, yeah, that's sad.
And so super important that you get that accomplished as well.
Yeah, for sure. In fact, a couple of weeks ago, Jim, since this is American Heart Month, the month of February, I reported on a study, and it was the so-called Sicilian stroll, and they found that people in Sicily typically go, you know, it's a cultural thing, that they go for a 20-minute stroll after dinner or after a major meal. And that, a lot of times, you were talking about postprandial blood sugar rising or spiking, that helps to moderate it and burn that sugar. I mean, if you eat sugar and burn it off, then it's not going to cause the problems that if you were just sedentary after you consumed it, right?
Yeah, it'll certainly help it. And I love the Sicilian stroll. I mean, I've recommended that to people. You know, after you eat and after dinner, take a walk.
Yeah, right.
You know, instead of just going right to the couch, take a walk. Make it a 20-minute walk. It doesn't have to be.
Yeah,
you don't get dressed up. You don't have to get in your sweats.
Right.
You know, just put a good pair of walking shoes on and get out there and walk for 20 minutes. And, you know, you look at, you know, whether it's the Sicilian study or you look at, you know, the centenarians in Sardinia.
Yes.
You know, they walk a lot. People in their 80s are walking up 200-300 steps a day.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And I think it's that old story of use it or lose it, right? I mean, if you're not going to work out, you're going to start to lose muscle as you're aging.
Mm-hmm.
And when you lose muscle, that's the currency of aging. Retaining your lean mass as you age, and that doesn't mean you have to be all bulked up. It just means that work your muscles. When you become insulin resistant, you start to layer more fat into your muscles, which is a problem.
Oh, yeah.
And you become Wagyu, you know, 5A Wagyu instead of lean, right? And
okay.
you really need to look at that as well. It's incredibly important. And, you know, simple activities can help you to preserve that. You know, sarcopenia is a major...
muscle wasting, yes, right.
Major, major, major thing.
Yeah, it is.
After the age of 55, when you waste your muscle, that's a big problem in the U.S.
Yeah. Jim, we need to take a bottom of our break, and when we come back, I have many more questions for you, including, can your cholesterol get too low, and is all cholesterol the same? We'll talk about that with pharmacist Jim Lavelle. Also, the world's most popular drug, caffeine, how that affects heart health, especially if you have arrhythmia. And a new research study from Brazil on lowering blood pressure naturally using very basic conventional or unconventional supplements. So back after this with more information for your good health right here on Dr. Health.
Do you sometimes suffer from gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, or irritable bowel syndrome? You need to know about the Friendly Foursome. Master Supplements, the leaders in safe and effective intestinal health products, offer four supplements that may reinvent your intestinal tract. First, there's Theralac, America's fastest acting medical strength probiotic. Find out why Theralac's regular customers become, well, regular customers. Just go to theralac.com for more information. Then there's True Fiber, clinically proven to improve regularity as well as lowering cholesterol. True Fiber is also uniquely formulated to stimulate probiotics. Third in the Friendly Foursome is Enzylase, the strongest enzyme available. With high potencies of 12 different digestive enzymes, Enzylase makes short work of fatty meals and dairy products, as well as normally gas producing foods such as beans. Finally, there's True Flora, the fastest acting bio-cleansing probiotic. True Flora is so potent, the recommended dose is only 2 per week. This is the premier traveler's supplement. Don't go on a trip without taking True Flora. See the Friendly Foursome of master supplement products at your favorite natural food store. Theralac, True Fiber, Enzylase, and True Flora for the best intestinal health of your life.
Mom, can I have some Sprite?
Sure, honey.
Thanks, Mom.
You know what that is? That's the sound of my child thanking me for giving her something that's actually good for her teeth. Sprite Gum is part of the Sprite Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products made with 100% xylitol, the all-natural sweetener with proven dental benefits. So when we're at home, my whole family uses Sprite toothpaste and mouthwash to help strengthen our teeth and reduce the risk of tooth decay. And when we're on the go, I just throw some Sprite Gum and mints right into my bag. My kids love it, and I love that it's all natural. No sugar, no aspartame, or any other chemicals. Just think of that. I reward my kids for taking care of their teeth at home by giving them gum and mints on the go that are good for their teeth. Visit SpryDental.com or ask for Spry by name at your local health food store. You can also ask your dentist about Spry and make sure your mouth is receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
At Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Kroger, and most natural product retailers. Find a retailer near you at clear.com.
When choosing a food supplement, what's most important to you? If you said safe, effective, contaminant-free, and non-GMO, 100% of the population agrees with you. So out of the thousands of brands out there, which one do you choose? Natural Factors is the healthiest choice. For over 60 years, family-owned Natural Factors has been committed to the quality of their products, excellence in science and education, and caring for people and planet. And with over 900,000 square feet of manufacturing, Natural Factors is big enough to do it right. They are also one of the only companies to do it all, with their own certified organic farms, over 2,000 acres, their own extraction, encapsulation, laboratory, and research facilities, plus a vast network of academic and scientific experts. From farm to shelf, you can trust Natural Factors to bring you the best food supplements available anywhere. And they're available at your nearest natural food store, or go to naturalfactors.com.
Snow.
Welcome back to the program. David Snow on your radio. Hey, this is not text radio, not twiddle or tweet radio. It's talk radio. So when it comes to your health, we're just all talk. And that's a good thing because we are hoping that you'll be healthier if you heed the information we have for you this and every week at this time. And if you wanted to get a double dose of good health information after next Wednesday, you can hear the show all over again at drhealthradio.com. That's drhealthradio.com. If you're just joining us, Jim LaBelle is my guest. Daily habits that are a key to a healthy heart. He's a board-certified nutritionist as well as a clinical pharmacist. He's also the author of Smart Medicine for Healthy Living. And Jim, let me skip ahead and talk to you about blood testing for heart health, since we mentioned cholesterol. What else besides cholesterol? I mean, triglycerides are important, the A1C, blood glucose, as you mentioned, iron. Give us kind of a rundown, because you did write the book, Your Blood Never Lies.
Yeah, when you're talking about heart health, I mean, magnesium levels are important. That's incredibly important. You can look at an advanced lipid panel where you're looking at how many bad actor lipid fractions are you making. So, for example, you know, your LDL cholesterol is made up of different fractions of lipoproteins.
Mm-hmm.
And so some of those, if you have more of the bad ones than the good ones, that is a big risk factor. So things like lipoprotein little A or apolipoprotein B, those types of things are, you know, a big deal. And then, you know, what's your blood pressure? Blood pressure is a big one. You don't even have to do a blood draw to find out, you know, hey, if your blood pressure is trending high, you're already heading towards heart disease.
Now, let's talk about that, because there's a new research study from Brazil on lowering blood pressure, but it's not using medication. What is it using? Give us the details on that.
They used aged garlic extract on that, and it was a great study because it showed that when people took aged garlic extract at a dose of 1,200 milligrams a day, a totally attainable dose of aged garlic extract, otherwise known as chiolic, that they got, and they looked at it at 4 weeks and 12 weeks. At 4 weeks, they got, you know, in the active group, they got an 18.6-point drop in the systolic and over a 10-point drop in diastolic blood pressure, which is incredibly impressive.
Now, how does that compare to the blood pressure-lowering drugs that doctors typically prescribe?
It works as good, and in some cases it'll even act better.
Wow.
I mean, the other advantage there, of course, is that aged garlic extract does a lot of other things, like it reduces vulnerable plaque. That's been shown in human studies, so it helps to regress vulnerable plaque. If you're a person with diabetes or you're insulin resistant, you tend to get what's called left ventricle hypertrophy. Your left ventricle, your heart grows, because when you're diabetic or pre-diabetic, your blood vessels get stiff, and your heart has to work harder.
Mm-hmm.
When it works harder, it grows. And so in that study, it helped to remodel the heart and reduce the volume of the left ventricle. It helps with bone loss, meaning that it stops the calcium coming out of your bones. And when you stop the calcium coming out of your bones, there's a direct correlation to the fact that you're going to plaque your arteries less. So that is really powerful. And then the other thing that it does, which I think is incredible, is it raises a compound in your body called adiponectin. And why is adiponectin important? Well, that's what makes your insulin receptor work. And it also acts as a key indicator or a red flag for oxidative stress. So the lower your adiponectin, the more rate of rusting. When you take aged garlic extract, your adiponectin goes up. But if you're someone that's sitting there with a 130 over 85, blood pressure, it's time to do something. You know, you really want to be at 120 over 80. That's ideal. Or even 110 over 70. But you don't want to be in that 130s, approaching 90. That means you're starting to already have problems. And obviously, things like stress are important. One of the biggest things that influences your lipids, for example, is cortisol. Your body's stress hormone. The more stress hormones you make, the more you will create those kind of lipids.
Now, you mentioned, since you mentioned blood pressure, and we're talking heart health as it relates to blood pressure. I went to the doctor yesterday. I just remembered that they took my blood pressure, of course. It was 99 over 61. Is that pretty good? Or what's your...
So 99 over 61, the first question I ask is, are you getting dizzy on standing? So like that 99 starts to be a little bit too low, and then your body isn't responding. So if you're not having any symptoms, like, hey, yeah, I get dizzy on standing and I'm craving salt, then it's no big deal. If you are having those symptoms, you would want to work on maybe using adaptogens or something to help your blood pressure to actually pump better.
So, yeah, I've always had low blood pressure, so it's typical that my reading is about, you know, right in that ballpark. Other than, you know, once in a while, if I get up, you know, I get postural hypotension once in a while. If I get up suddenly, you know, from lying or sitting.
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay. All right, exactly. moving right along, let's go from blood pressure to weight loss, and weight loss drugs are in the news every day, every hour of every day. Let's talk about how they affect heart health. Ozempic is the most popular one. Now, you know, just looking at, what is it, celebrity Kelly Osbourne, I saw a story about her, the daughter of Sharon Osbourne, who actually I met years ago. But she recently defended Ozempic, saying that it isn't as boring as working out. That's what she said. But exercise, of course, has a multitude of heart health benefits besides weight loss, of course, as you and I know. But give us your take on, as a pharmacist, on these weight loss drugs as it relates to heart health. I mean, are there side effects of Ozempic and other related drugs for that?
Sure. All the GLP-1s? Yeah. I mean, they actually are very heart protective, and there's been multiple studies to show that.
The issue
becomes that all you're going to do is shoot Ozempic in you. You're going to probably lose about 30% of your weight will be lean mass. That's what the studies show. Mm-hmm. Now, the fact that, you only lose lean mass, you know, that little, you know, kind of social media thing that was out there, not really accurate. Now, if you're exercising and diet while you're using that type of compound, like a GLP-1, like Ozempic, semaglutide, or tirzepatide, which is known as Mounjaro.
Right.
If you're exercising and dieting, now you can spare that lean mass and mainly lose fat mass. And then, of course, the trick is to not use too much of it, because a lot of people go on big doses of that stuff right away. And I know what we do and what we teach at the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine is that we titrate the dose up slowly. When you hit a dose you're losing weight at, just stay there. And a lot of times a quarter of the dose that's being prescribed
is
enough if you're changing your diet and you're exercising with it. So once again, there's very few things, you know, when we think of miracle for our health, you know, in acute stress, like, hey, yeah, I've got an infection, antibiotics are miracles, right? You know, surgeries are miracles. When we're talking about lifestyle issues, like being obese, you still have to put the work in to do it right.
Yeah, exactly.
To really get to the point where you're, you know, you're getting the benefit from that drug. Why did everybody run to that drug? Well, 50% of the U.S. population is either pre-diabetic or diabetic.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And you got, we're trending to a 50% of the U.S. population being obese in the next 7 years.
Sadly, you're right.
Why did people run to that? It's like, just frankly, at least what I've seen, is they're desperate. Nothing has worked. Some people have tried to diet. Some people have tried to work out, and they didn't get the weight to come off. And sometimes you got to wake that insulin receptor up, which is what the GLP-1
Well, do. Well, you know, sometimes I remember a TV commercial some years ago, Jim, and it was, if diet and exercise aren't enough, then try, you know, if, I don't know if it was Lipitor or what, you know, for lowering cholesterol or some heart health drug. And usually diet and exercise aren't enough because people aren't dieting and exercising enough.
Exactly.
So, you know, everybody wants the magic pill or the silver bullet. And what about the rebound effect when people stop the Ozempic or the weight loss drugs they're taking? I mean, I've seen stories that people, you know, put it right back on, or they have, you know, I mean, it's great for the pharmaceutical companies because they have a captive audience for, you know, they hook them and they don't want to stop. And so, I mean,
so the point there is if all you're going to do is use the drug, I didn't change my diet. I didn't change my lifestyle. I didn't get active. Right. I didn't really create a lifestyle.
That put on the pounds in the first place, you know, with the things that
right.
put on. Yeah.
If you didn't change any of that,
right.
It more than likely you're going to gain that weight back when you come off. I know what we do is we try to get people to the minimum effective dose. And then when they're approaching their goal weight, you start to bring that dose back down to gradually create a soft landing as they're changing their diet and exercise. I mean, it's a program that we're doing actually with Lifetime, the big, you know, health club organization.
Oh, okay.
We're teaching that program to be able to utilize that because, you know, look, people will try, but, you know, if you go to the gym for 6 months and you didn't lose a pound,
mm-hmm.
and that was your main goal, I mean, you got to give people a little hope. And I look at these drugs as, you know, they can be fantastic or they can be a nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
They're fantastic when you adopt a lifestyle, when you exercise, when you train, when you start to become responsible, get better sleep.
That's right. Yeah.
Manage your stress. Then it helps you kind of repair all the damage that occurred due to your previous lifestyle.
Okay. Now, right? let's on the cholesterol issue, getting back to that, what happens when your cholesterol is too low, or can it get too low? I mean, obviously, we need it for hormone production, sex hormones, vitamin D production, et cetera. Give us
your
a rundown. Oh, is that all? Just that minor side effect. Okay.
Yeah.
But
you can't. I really believe you can lower your cholesterol too much. Now, in the diabetes population, the recommendations from the American Heart Association and the American Society for Endocrinology is, we want to get your LDL down to 75. I think it's important that you look at what your particle size is. So you have nice fluffy LDL. They're big. They're like a big beach ball so that they can't get through the inner lining of the artery. Are you making plenty of HDL, which goes up with exercise? One of the best things.
Uh-huh.
So there's nuances to it. But I do think that you can overdo. I mean, I've seen some people where they have literally no LDL cholesterol in their body. They're like at 25, right?
Which is
incredibly low number.
Right.
Which is too low. You're not going to be able to support brain health, bone health, sex hormone health, all the things, the hormones that get built from cholesterol.
All right.
Right?
No, I'll finish that thought, please. Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, so it's just really important that you understand that there's a homeostasis point. Like, what's the happy medium?
Yeah.
Where am I healthy?
The Goldilocks effect, yeah, just right, but not too much, not too little, yeah. Jim, we need to take one last break of the hour so I can keep asking you a few more questions. When we come back, I want to ask you about blood types. I have some interesting information on how blood type, depending on what you have, what type of blood type you have, how that influences heart health. So we'll talk about that, as well as you mentioned the Kyolic formula, the one that was used in the study. We'll talk about some of the other formulas available there as well. Back after this with more information for your heart health here on Dr. Health. I'm David Snow, talking today with registered pharmacist Jim Lavelle. Don't go anywhere if you want to stay healthy. Dr. Health Radio returns right after this.
Noni has been used by Polynesians and Hawaiians for over 2,000 years as their main medicinal plant. Now our new products bring the power of Noni fruit to you in a pleasant-to-use form. Noni fruit leather is made from pure, organic, unfermented fruit and offers relief for many health problems inside and out. Our soothing lavender Noni lotion helps with pain, skin ailments, and sports injuries. Noni fruit leather and lavender Noni lotion are available online or at most health food stores. Try our Noni lotion and fruit leather for improved health and energy.
Wakanaga of America, makers of Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, knows that most of us are having to stretch every dollar a little further these days. But that doesn't mean you should have to choose between saving money and your family's health. It's important, as well as cost-effective, to choose safe and multifunctional nutritional supplements. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been a superior cardiovascular supplement for over 50 years, backed by over 900 published scientific papers. Aged garlic extract has been shown to provide many cardiovascular benefits, including lowering blood pressure and improving arterial stiffness, and strong immune support. Kyolic Formula 103 includes vitamin C, mushrooms, and astragalus for immune and heart health, and Kyolic Formula 152 with omega-3s and vitamins D3, K2, E, and B6 for heart, bone, and immune health. two excellent options that provide multiple health benefits for your family's health. Look for Kyolic at your local natural health store and online.
Welcome back to the program. It's David Snow on your radio. It's your weekly dose of verbal vitamins. And I am your happy, humble health stylist host here interviewing Jim Lavelle. He's worked with competitive athletes from top sports teams, the Orlando Magic, New England Patriots, Houston Astros, and several others. And we're privileged and honored always to have him on as a regular contributor to Dr. Health Radio here. Today we're talking about the keys to a healthy heart. And Jim, this is interesting as far as blood types. Here's a study that says for people or people with type O blood types are much less likely to suffer from heart disease than, for example, people with blood type AB, which is me. And the risk is 23% higher, say, with the AB blood type compared with people whose blood type is O. And experts are unable to explain this phenomenon. Can you give us some insight on this?
Well, I mean, I think any kind of phenotype, you know, when you look at genetics, right, there could always be a predisposition. I think I look at something like APOE34, APOE44, you know, like how well do you tolerate saturated fat? I mean, to me, that's a real big one, because if you're, you know, an APOE34, 44, and you eat more than 20 grams of saturated fat a day, chances are you're going to create more risk for dementia, heart disease, and kidney disease. And certainly from the blood type perspective, I'm sure there's something that's there, right? There's going to be something there that, you know, we'll find out, right? Because there's a different phenotype, or you have a different chemistry than, you know, the other individual, the way their blood type.
So the main thing is to live a heart healthy lifestyle to minimize any genetic predisposition or, you know, tendency toward if you have a weak you know, you were dealt cards that weren't as favorable than somebody with, as you mentioned, a different blood type. So, yeah. Okay, well, that pretty much enlightens us on that effect or topic, rather. And so let's get into, backtrack to the Kyolic formulas. I heard the spot there, and it said there's formula 103, 109. The one used in the study was which formula, the 1,200 milligram study?
It was 109.
Okay, 109.
Yeah.
Okay, so formula 109 is available over-the-counter at any natural food store, or you can get it, I guess, online. Is it kyolic.com, K-Y-O-L-I-C?
K-Y-O-L-I-C. And remember, just go for the 1,200 milligram dosing, because you know, you could pick two different types of Kyolic. Maybe one for the immune system, maybe one for detox support. But the bottom line is try to get to that 1,200 milligrams of aged garlic extract per day. And remember, you can't just eat garlic. You can't take garlic oil capsules. You really have to get aged garlic extract, because it's got over 900 publications on it related to heart health and various other aspects of your health.
And not to mention, there's I didn't know this until just, I guess, recently. I mean, you know, after 70 years. But there's a lot of people that don't like garlic, or they don't like the taste or flavor. And, of course, nobody likes the bad breath that garlic has. And let's mention that Kyolic is odorless. It's totally odorless. So whether you, you know, even if you took the capsule and chewed it, but mainly if you take it internally, you don't. It doesn't come out your pores or breath or anything like that. It doesn't affect body odor at all. So that's a good
Absolutely.
Thing.
Absolutely, that's the most one of the best things about it. Right?
Okay,
taking earth effect.
Yeah, and we just have a minute left. So can you give us your website as well if people want to get in touch with you?
Yeah, they can go to jimlavelle.com. It's an easy one.
Okay, spell out your name, please.
J-I-M-L-A-V-A-L-L-E.
All right, jimlavelle.com. I can't thank you enough for being with us and contributing all the information that you have over the years, and definitely look forward to having you on maybe later in the year if you have time.
That'd be awesome. I'd love to do it.
All right. Thanks so much, Jim. Appreciate it very much.
All righty.
Okay.
Bye.
All right, that's it for the show, and join us again next week, same time, same station, for another edition of the program, 168 hours from right now. And a reminder, our show is also a podcast on our website, drhealthradio.com. That's the website. And you can listen to this show today that you're listening to right now after next Wednesday when we post it on that website, drhealthradio.com. And, and then next week, Dr. Earl Mandel helps us kick off National Nutrition Month. He's the author of the Vitamin Bible and dozens of other books, I think 60-plus books to his name. So we'll hear from him next week as well. Have a healthy week, and remember, it's not how long you live, it's how you live long. Aloha!